And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 8th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Malin, Hebrides, Fair Isle and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Humber 985 moving slowly southwards and losing its identity by 1800 Sunday. New high expected northwest Hebrides 1043 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira, South Utsira. Northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Viking and 4 in the Utsiras. Showers moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. East or northeast 4 to 6 at first in German Bight. Otherwise, north or northeast 6 to gale 8. Occasionally, severe gale 9 except in Fisher and German Bight. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in Plymouth, veering north 6 to gale 8, then veering northeast later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north 6 to gale 8 later. Thundery showers, moderate or poor. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northeast. Showers, good. Fitzroy, Sole, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 at first in northeast Fitzroy and east Sole. Otherwise, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north or northeast 6 to gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first except in Rockall, becoming variable 2 to 4 later except in southeast Shannon. Showers then fair, moderate or good. Bailey, north 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers then fair, moderate or good. Fair Isle, north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, moderate or good. Faroes, north 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers then fair, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, northerly 5 or 6 at first in east, otherwise variable 2 to 4 becoming southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, north by east, 7, recent precipitation, 15 miles, 1027, rising more slowly. Stornoway, north by west, 6, rain, 7 miles, 1028, rising quickly. Lerwick, north by west, 4, 24 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Wick, automatic, north by west, 5, 8 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, north by west, 6, recent rain, 13 miles, 1019, rising quickly. Lookers, north by west, 5, 24 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Bulmer, north by west, 7, rain, 1 mile, 1013, rising very rapidly. Bridlington, north, 7, 1004, rising very rapidly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 8, 2 miles, 997. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by west 4, 1007, rising. Jersey, northwest 8, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1012, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 8, 1013. Scilly Automatic, north-northwest, 8, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1025, rising. Milford Haven, northwest by north 7, 11 miles, 1,019 rising. Aberporth, northwest by north 9, mist, 5 miles, 1,017 rising. Valley, north by west 7, 12 miles, 1,018 rising quickly. Liverpool Crosby, north northwest 7, 9 miles, 1,014 rising quickly. Valencia, north by east 5, slight showers, 22 miles, 1,033 rising. Ronald's Way, northwest by north 6, 15 miles, 1,019 rising quickly. Malin Head, north 7, 5 miles, 1,028 rising quickly. And Macrahanish Automatic, north northwest 7, 15 miles, 1,023 rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 7th of December. The general situation. The area of low pressure named Storm Dara is currently moving southwards from the Netherlands towards France. As it does so, the north to northwesterly airflow currently over the United Kingdom will gradually veer northeasterly, although gales or severe gales will continue in many areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 2 to 4 later, showers becoming fair later, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, then decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers becoming fair later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 7 to severe gale 9, veering northeast 6 or 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north 7 to severe gale 9, veering northeast 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, then veering northeasterly later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northwesterly, veering northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering northeasterly 5 to 7 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest, veering north 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, then veering northeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north 6 to gale 8, then veering northeast later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north 6 to gale 8, then veering northeast later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first near Cornwall. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north 7 to severe gale 9, veering northeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north 6 to gale 8, then northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, veering north or northeast 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in south, veering northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in far south, veering northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north 6 to gale 8, veering northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable, mainly northeast, 2 to 4 later. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. And the Shetland Isles, north 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5, then decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers, then fair, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it's where we part ways for the night. If you're planning to stay up, though, may we point you in the direction of acting royalty over on Radio 4 Extra for some late night drama. Judi Dench and Michael Williams in The Dippers by Ben Travers. How does a meek solicitor end up demonstrating a new dance at a prestigious ball? This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Alan Smith in the newsroom, I want to thank you for listening with us tonight. And wherever you are in the world, stay warm, stay safe, and have a peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. Europe's car industry has had a punishing time of late. Cheaper Chinese imports, the shift to electric vehicles, and the cost of living crisis.
The European side to the story is underestimating the speed by which the electric vehicle transition is taking place.
Automaking factories are closing after an exceptionally tough few years.
The difference is the Chinese EV makers are able to adjust and innovate very quickly to bring out new products, whereas all the foreign legacies have just been caught flat-footed.
The race is now on to adjust to a very different reality.
Producing and manufacturing batteries at scale is not an easy task.
This week we're asking, is Europe's car industry at a crossroads? I'm Tanya Beckett. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The head of the Islamist group leading the insurgency in Syria says his forces have taken full control of the city of Homs. Abu Mohammed al-Juani called it a historic victory and urged his followers not to harm those who surrendered. Hugo Bashega reports.
The announcement came late at night. Abu Mohammed al-Julani, the leader of the Islamist group HTS, whose offensive has been so successful in recent days, said this was a historic moment that would distinguish between right and wrong. By capturing Homs, the rebels are isolating the capital Damascus from the rest of the country. The rebels are advancing on the capital from the north, east and south. The military is unable, and in some areas apparently unwilling, to stop the fighters, with soldiers defecting or abandoning their positions. And the president's whereabouts are not clear.
The Syrian army says it's boosting the deployment of forces around Damascus as rebel fighters continue their advance. The government denied reports the army had withdrawn from areas around the city. The UN Special Envoy for Syria says he believes a negotiated solution to the crisis there is still possible, but warned that the situation was very messy and dangerous. Geir Pedersen was speaking to the BBC in Doha, where he joined Arab foreign ministers in emergency talks with their Iranian, Russian and Turkish counterparts. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner says the regime of President Assad is hanging by a thread.
This does now feel like the dying days of this regime. The only ways I think it could be saved for him is if there was some kind of military intervention by an outside force. I don't think the Syrian army is strong enough to do it on its own. Or if some deal was stitched together by foreign ministers. But I think we've got beyond that point. They've been meeting in Doha, the Qatari capital. They've been trying to hammer out some kind of a